Books on Tape presents Killer Heat by Linda Fairstein. Read by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Mike Chapman bit into the tip of a Cohiba and held the match to the end of his thick cigar, drawing several deep breaths to make certain it was lighted. "Take a few hits, Coop," he said, passing it to me. I shook my head. "The stench from that corpse is gonna stay in your brain for weeks unless you infuse it right away with something more powerful. Why do you think I've always got a couple of these in my pocket?" I took the cigar from Mike and rolled it between my fingers. "Don't look at the damn thing, smoke it. That broad's been decomposing for days in an empty room during a summer heat wave. Wrap your lips around that sucker and inhale till the smoke comes through your nose and ears, and maybe even from between your toes." I put it to my lips, coughing as the harsh tobacco taste filled my mouth and lungs. There were no overhead lights above the concrete barriers we sat on at the intersection of South Street and Whitehall, which dead-ended at the East River, near the southernmost tip of Manhattan. "There's no air out here, not even a breeze off the water."
"Almost midnight, and it's still 97 degrees. She's cooking in that room," Mike said, tossing his head in the direction of the crime scene that he'd been working for the last 3 hours. His black hair glistened with sweat, and the perspiration on his shirt made the cotton cloth cling to his chest.
"Whatever body parts were left intact will be fried by the time they bag her."
"Are you going with the guys to the morgue?" I asked.
"Might be the coolest place in town tonight. You into refrigerated boxes?"
"I'll pass. Are they almost done?"